KRLD in Dallas, the Times Herald station with studios and air-conditioned hotel and office, providing Columbia service to the great Dallas-Fort Worth area with the power of 50,000 watts. Our next news in just a moment. Correct Central Wartime, 12 midnight.
CBS World News, 1 a.m. Eastern Wartime, Irwin Darlington reporting. The enemy radio, the German radio, is now broadcasting a story from its Transocean Agency, a propaganda outlet, saying that the invasion has begun. There is no confirmation from any Allied source. Before we give you the details of the German announcement, please remember that Allied leaders have warned us frequently that the enemy could be expected to make such an announcement with the purpose of upsetting Patriot plans inside the conquered countries. It should also be remembered that Winston Churchill has warned that there will be false reports and alarms to confuse the enemy. Both the United Press and Associated Press heard the German radio announcement in London. There's been no such report heard by the CBS shortwave listening station here in New York. We now read to you the Associated Press report. The German news agency, Transocean, said today in a broadcast that the Allied invasion had begun. The broadcast said the invasion had begun from the west and that the French port of Le Havre was being shelled. The Nazis say German naval forces off the coast are engaged in a battle with enemy landing craft. The German agency said the Allied invasion operations began with a landing of airborne troops in the area of the mouth of the Seine River. The Seine River empties into the Atlantic at Le Havre after winding northwestward through France from the capital at Paris. Here is a bulletin just received. The War Department has just said that it had no information on reports by the German radio that invasion operations had begun on the French Channel coast. We continue with the Associated Press report. Remember, the reported landings, if true, could be an Allied feint, of which Prime Minister Churchill has warned the Allied world to expect in advance of the main Allied blows. The Germans have been predicting that the Allies would strike as soon as the Allied campaign in Italy showed good progress, as it has done with the capture of Rome. The Allies have been battering the French Channel coast, of which Le Havre is a part, for months now as a prelude to invasion. The reported blow against the main Axis-fortified western wall is a little more than 4 years after the British retreat from Dunkirk. Whether deception or not, the reported landing again set in motion Germany's bristling defense garrisons. Le Havre is one of the main important ports in France. It has great dock areas which would be suitable for the Allied invasion once they were seized. High chalk cliffs lie north of the town. This is the year of decision which General Dwight D. Eisenhower, Allied Supreme Invasion Commander, has set for the defeat of Germany. With Allied armies rolling forward above Rome and Italy, and the Red Army massed with its might on the plains of Poland, the Germans have been expecting an imminent invasion by upwards of 500,000 Allied troops. These troops have been poised for months in England for just such a blow. Now here's the United Press report on the totally unconfirmed Allied invasion. And remember again, this material was put out by the German radio. The United Press says, the German radio said today that German warships are battling enemy landing ships at Le Havre. The German version said the invasion operation started with a bailing out of airborne troops in the estuary, presumably the Seine estuary. Transocean just previously said that German naval vessels were battling Allied landing ships off Le Havre. The French port lies at the mouth of the Seine River, about 80 miles south of the English coast. At 12:50 a.m. Eastern Wartime, there had been no confirmation of the Axis broadcast from any official Allied source. No word has reached the CBS shortwave listening post here in New York. The Transocean Agency, which broadcast the report, is used by the Germans for the dissemination of propaganda abroad. Remember, the War Department says it has no information on reports by the German radio that invasion operations had begun on the French Channel coast. Although there's no reason to believe the enemy report, the Columbia Network will remain on overtime operation tonight until the facts are known. We repeat, this network, CBS, will operate beyond regular time of closing until the German report has been verified or has been proved erroneous. Irwin Darlington reporting. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
KRLD in Dallas, the Columbia station for Dallas and Fort Worth. Dance music from CBS follows this transcription.
Gee, Mom, what's in this?
Why, Billy, don't you like your salad?
Oh, say, I do. It's swell.
It is good, Mary.
You don't sound very convincing, John.
Well, this is fine for a special occasion, but we can't afford it often. You know, the food budget.
Don't worry about that, dear. This salad's made from leftovers. Didn't cost a penny.
Yes, friends, you don't need a fancy budget to make appetizing dishes these days. A little ingenuity, a few leftovers, and a wise use of plentiful foods go a long way. Do you know that last year, 1/5 of all the food we produced was wasted? And food is a vital war weapon, ranking in importance with tanks, guns, and planes. Let's all help. This year, let's reduce that 20% waste to 0% waste. Let's all help Food Fight for Freedom.
For the latest in news on the present situation and at all times, keep your dial tuned to KRLD. Always bringing you the latest news as it happens with the aid of the Columbia Broadcasting System.